is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
Never gonna get it. Welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Mitchell, and I'm here today with my favorite person, Hillary, Dear Sussman.
Dear Sussman, I thought you were gonna play Dreams. He loves you not.
No,
since
I was
talked about it
to,
in the Patreon episode yesterday.
But then I didn't want to repeat myself. I didn't want to be an outfit repeater, Lizzie McGuire.
Understood.
Yes. We are officially done with cycle 4 of Australia's Next Top Model.
What a letdown!
Scourge. Yeah,
the finale was.
It was
very anticlimactic.
Truly, it was anticlimactic. I fell asleep halfway through, and Hillary and I had to move our recording day to today because I was so tired. It drained me.
Yeah, taking notes on that was totally draining.
And I've never felt that in any episode that we've done for this podcast. I've never felt that
absolutely
drained.
Have.
Lucky you, Hillary.
I think the most exciting thing about the finale is what they didn't talk about, which was Jody's absence. Or Jody's weird, like, virtual, like,
where she looked like she was, like, delivering lines at gunpoint.
Yeah. She had two virtual messages that she sent. One was just in the beginning introducing the finale, and one was, like, a random, unnecessary Jody mail. And obviously, I paused the episode and went right to Google and was like, why wasn't Jody Mears at the Cycle 4 finale?
She didn't show up.
Paralyzing stage fright.
She just didn't show up. Like, she flat out just didn't show up.
Making Charlotte host a show in that corset is evil.
In that corset is cruel. That bitch should have been sitting. Or at least they should have given her a wardrobe change.
They
you know, Alex Perry.
I didn't even think she should have been sitting. Because she sat down partway through and I was like, that's cruel. They should have her laying horizontally. Her body's not meant to bend in half in that corset.
Obviously, she should be absolutely hosting.
They should have given her like a chaise lounge to lean upon.
Absolutely. I totally agree. But yeah, so Jody Mears just didn't show up to the finale. Like, and this is a live finale. So not show up to a live finale is like...
The poor producers the day of.
I wonder if... Scrambling. And I wonder if they probably... They could sue her for breach of contract, right? They absolutely could.
Probably.
But yeah, so basically she had gotten really bad reception about the Cycle 3 finale. Like people had like just basically like called her a deer in headlights when she hosted the Cycle 3 finale. So I'm guessing her anxiety about that tripled down because the media had already picked on her about it before. So I'm not saying I get it, but I get it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's unprofessional, but I get it.
The only way to like overcome that is to do it again.
Yeah.
And again and again. That's the only
way
you're going to overcome the stage fright.
Yeah. And rehearse and all of that shit. And
Yeah.
And so she lost her job because of it. They fired her.
Rightly
so. They fired her. Rightfully so.
And not giving the host job to Charlotte is the biggest mistake of the millennium.
Exactly.
Why didn't she get tapped to be host for the next season?
I don't think she wanted it.
Oh, all right, that's fair.
Like, I don't think she wanted it. I think she didn't want to take over for somebody who fucked up. I think if she wanted something,
she wanted it to be her own merit.
Yeah, absolutely. Or it to just be her own thing. And
she
so,
just
like,
a spinoff.
She did.
Charlotte's Little Tots.
She did. With Jordan. Jordan? With Jordan.
Jordan
yeah.
from last season?
Yeah. They come to, like, America.
Oh, what?
We should, what? It's on YouTube. We could definitely do a bonus episode about it. I've never seen it.
I want to do a whole season of it.
I mean, we could. I don't know how many episodes it is. I'll look into it.
Okay.
But yeah, but like on top of this all, like Jody Mears, like lost her relationship with Priscilla. Like Priscilla, I'm pretty sure, let her go because of this.
And then mm-hmm. I was also reading that, like, a few months later, she revealed to the press that, like, her longtime pup, her canine friend, had, like, bone cancer or something. So yeah, it was just, like, one thing after another for poor Jodi.
And her ex-husband had just had a baby with, like, his, like, new wife. Wow. Like, it was a whole bunch of shit that all went down at the same time for Jodi Mears. If somebody, like, we need an Australian consultant to, like, let us know what's happening. Because, like, I would love to know how this impacted Jodi Mears' career. Like,
and, like, how the Australian public took it in real time.
Yeah, because this show was big.
Yeah, you know? It was much bigger than AMTM in America. It was held in higher regard.
It was on Foxtel, which I'm pretty sure, like, or Fox 8, which I'm pretty sure is just, like, their Fox network. It wasn't even, like, oh, it's a paid television network. It's not like it was on,
like, a broadcast channel.
It's the most watched subscription television channel in Australia and broadcasts the highest rating non-sports related programming events. And in 2009, Australia's Next Top Model was the highest rated non-sporting related event in subscription television Australia. Yeah. So effectively, it's not even like it's on regular Fox. It's like it's on HBO. Like, imagine if a Top Model was on HBO.
Oh my god. People are paying to watch.
People are paying. Maybe not HBO is a fair equivalent, but, like, people are paying to watch it. Yeah. It's not just on basic CBS, like, whatever comes in through your antenna cable television.
Damn. But also, we don't know how cable works in Australia.
I think it works the same way it does in other countries. I mean, like, are you thinking of the way that, like, how, like, there's Channel 4 and then, like, in the UK and then, like, the BBC, but then there's BBC 2 and the BBC 3 and, like, all of that. And then E4 and all of those.
Yeah, exactly.
I get you. We don't know.
Anyway.
Anyway, I feel like this is going to be a short episode because this is such a nothing burger of an episode.
So many useless montages, which I refuse to recap.
There was a performance at one point, right?
No. Like, but there was a live runway show.
Okay, is that when I fell asleep?
Yeah, because they were like, it was a weird remix song that they picked to do the fashion parade to. That was a great time to fall asleep.
I absolutely fell asleep.
Of the girls were so forgettable except Sam and Karis. So you're just like, I don't care. Let's get into it.
Yes. So, live from Luna Park, this is the Australia's Next Top Model Final.
Starring Alex's ponytail extension.
It was the
star of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, so the show opens, we're doing the live finale, but then we get a weird Jodi mail, basically, of her talking about...
It's a live finale. It's just weird.
Welcome to live finale. We had a season of emotional highs and human lows, which I think was her way of trying to excuse the bullying and racism from our final two contestants.
Absolutely. And, like, they don't do a good job of explaining it away. No. And, like, the other thing is, like, when I said she looked like she was being held at gunpoint when she did this, I wasn't 100%. She absolutely looked like just Ms.
Yeah.
Having to...
It's like, they were like, if you don't show up to the live finale, we will sue you for breach of contract unless you record this message.
Like, we'll get you a backdrop, whatever, just do this. Like, it was just super fucking weird, and it just made it all more jarring.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It called more attention to the fact that she wasn't there, and they never gave an answer.
And they never said, like, oh, we wish you could, like, they said, like, oh, we wish you could be with us, but, like, it's
Yeah, Charlotte said Jodi can't be here tonight. That's all she said.
Ugh.
And Charlotte's looking like a Greek goddess in her Alex Perry corset
stunning.
Dress.
I loved that dress. Her I loved waist. That color on her.
Snatched.
Everything worked. I was like, ooh, she looks like a host. We love it.
She looks great. And then she introduces our co-judges, Alex Perry and Jonathan, and then the guest judges are Kirstie Clements, Napoleon, and Priscilla. Was that the same as last year?
Yes, and this is the last time that we're going to see Kirstie Clements.
Mm-hmm. So she asked them, like, how are you feeling tonight? And obviously everyone's undecided because it wouldn't be interesting.
Like, everyone takes 1,000 words to say, I have no idea how I'm going to decide.
They're like, I'm on the fence. Bitch. I'm on the fence too.
So am I. I'm on your fence.
And Kirstie's like, last year I knew Alice was going to win, but this year I really don't know.
This year I really don't want to give a prize to a bully or a racist. Yeah,
exactly. So we meet the losers. Charlotte welcomes in order, Camilla, who I fully forgot about, Christy, who I forgot about even more, if that's possible.
And she dyed her hair black, so it's like, oh, you have to do that, and I still don't remember you.
Yeah.
Emma. And it's like black. It's not good black.
Belinda looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Stunting.
Mm-hmm.
Alamella, Leighton,
her cute haircut.
Jamie. She introduces Rebecca as the exotic Rebecca.
Give us a whatever her name is. Rebecca.
Stop calling the women of color, the two women of color on this season, exotic.
And then I will say Rebecca's attempts at whatever that was she did with her body. I thought she was having a seizure. It was, I guess, attempt at a twerk.
She introduces, Charlotte introduces Elise by being like, where's Shawnee B?
I cackled. I was like, oh, the shade.
The shade. That's why Jody wasn't missed at all.
Like, because the quickness of saying that is just incredible. Where's Shawnee B, Elise?
I know. I wish he had been there, rooting for his woman. Karis, sweet little baby angel, and then Sam. Who looks the most like a winner. She's wearing, like, gold, and it just sparkles on
her. They gave Sam the winner's dress.
They gave Sam the winner's dress on 100%. And then to see Demelza and Alex introduced after Sam was just, like...
And Demelza in that horrible shade of purple.
She's in Steph's dress from last year.
Yes, she is. They gave her the loser's dress. Awful.
Glossy, awful. Like, Gossip Girl 2008 wardrobe.
Mm-mm. Why were, like, shiny, it's like, I swear to God, I had, the last generation of this dress, and I had it, and it was Marc Jacobs.
Like, this ain't Marc Jacobs.
This is not Marc Jacobs. This is maybe
David Jones, and that's me being nice.
I was gonna say, this is JCPenney. Like, this is Jacques Penney, if you want to be fancy.
So, Jacques Benet. So, we talked to Alex Perry, and he's like, Demelza, you're so gorgeous, but you never lost weight on the show. And that makes me question your commitment, because every week at judging, apparently, she had promised him she would lose weight. And then, after him watching the show, he's like, I realized you never did.
You never did.
And
you
then said she's like, well, after the show, I got myself a trainer, and I've lost weight since.
Okay, sure.
Sure. First and of all, Jonathan, like, I am of the belief that she never had to lose weight, and she has, like, the perfect body for 2021.
Same.
But also, it just goes to show what a bullshitter she is.
But also, like, and then Jonathan does that horrible shit where he's like, I mean, some people might call you immature, but I think you're the oldest 16-year-old I've ever met.
When he says
bitch!
That.
Stop saying shit like that. Also, that is disgusting and weird.
Having multiple 16-year-olds in your life where you can even say that.
That's a weird thing to say.
It's creepy. It's so creepy. And then we find out that...
There's a weird moment where, like, something happens.
Yes. There's a weird moment where something happened on the live version and everyone laughs and then it cuts to them laughing, embarrassed.
It's like... I don't know what it was.
What happened? Anybody that watched
it felt like a time jump. It felt like
I feel like her dress started to slip down or something.
Yeah.
Because she got really red.
Or something like that. Or like maybe she like flashed the judges. She was like crossing her legs and she accidentally like flashed the judges or something.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah. Something like that.
Because somebody goes like, that's one way to win.
Oh, is it? That's weird. Don't say shit like that to a 16-year-old. Yeah.
I think it's Jonathan too that says that. Of course.
Boundaries. Learn them.
And then Alex Perry tells Alex that her walk has improved, and she's like, that's because I found out I had scoliosis after the show ended. How do you have undiagnosed scoliosis at, like, 20 years old?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have undiagnosed scoliosis. My back does not go flat. like, does not go flat. I can show you. I can bend over and show you.
No, that's okay.
Like, it hurts when I try to get a flat back.
Babe.
Yeah.
You need to do more yoga.
I do, and that's when it hurts. That's how I know it hurts. How do you think I know? It is
so hard. Alex apparently has a physical therapist now and got a walking coach.
Yes.
Which was that a is actually coach? Kind of apparent comparing her Fashion Week walks to, like, yes, her live fashion absolutely show walk.
But did she get a walking coach to, like, for her scoliosis, or did she get a walking coach for her modeling?
I feel like the physical therapist is for the scoliosis and the walking coach is for the modeling.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. I was really confused when she said that.
And then Jonathan calls out her lips again, and he's like, yeah, what's up with the lips? And she's like, I still have them. And he's like, boo. And she's like, okay, well, it takes 4 months to dissolve, so yeah, I don't know what you want from me.
It's like, I don't know what you want me to do. It's like, basically, I think they were worried that she got them redone.
Right.
That's what they were worried about. She was going to be like, oh, well, like, I don't care. I got them redone. It's like, no. She's like, no, they're just dissolving. That was Demelza, sorry. So then they immediately, speaking of Demelza, pivot. They're like, Demelza, you were a bitch. Oh, we also have to talk about the finale. Did you watch in the final? The actual, when all the girls came up in the finale?
What are you talking about?
We'll get there. But Demelza, they're just like, you have so much bad behavior, but you're such a popular person. What is it? What has that been like? And she's like,
I've just been really reflecting, and I just feel really awful about all the things that I did. And I really want to apologize to Alamela. I don't think I'm a bad person. I just think I made a mistake.
And I'm really happy that I went through it. And I hope that it's over now.
Like, you don't decide when it's over, babe.
You don't get to decide when we forgive you. And also,
Alamela does.
You also are going to loot, like, still going to be, just because you won the Charlotte's show. Like,
you really took the brunt of the nation's backlash, you poor thing. And I'm like,
ugh.
She's not the victim here.
Alamela is the victim here. No.
Yeah. And then they try to ask Alex about her sabotaging the girls, like it's on the same level.
Yeah, try to compare them as if they're the same.
If you're gonna call Alex out for anything, have it be the racist comment she made to Sam in the first episode.
Have it be the casual racism and the nastiness.
Yeah.
Like it's like as soon as they realized Alex was a front runner in the final two, they totally let up on her villain edit.
Yeah.
Like, she was getting one as much as Demelza and everyone. Like, it's like, Demelza and everyone else was, but it's like, oh, well, she was on the side of the bully person, so, you know.
Yeah, how dare you make me root for Alex? Because I was rooting for her this whole episode.
Yeah.
And like, I shouldn't be, because she's queen of microaggressions.
And she was eating Demelza alive! She was!
Yeah, I did like that.
She was, like, in Fashion Week, if Fashion Week casting mattered for anything, Alex would
her
have won.
Walk is not good, it's but the fact good. That she got cast in five Fashion Week shows,
yes,
and Demelza only got three, should be reason enough for her to get the crown.
He doesn't, okay. So anyway, speaking of, we're going to castings. But yeah, Alex talks about her food sabotage, and she's like, it may not be fair, but it's a competition.
Yeah, I love that she refused to apologize. Yeah, she's just like, well, it is a competition. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So then they go to castings for Fashion Week, and this is when Demelza goes,
we can either book them all or we can book none.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, that's not true, babe.
I didn't understand what she meant when she said that, because I was like, wait, but that's not true.
I think she just meant, like, this could go very well or very bad. Like, they're not obligated to cast,
exactly,
to cast us.
Yeah. Sure.
So, the first one is for Bowie, mm-hmm, and Alex, they obviously love her.
Uh-huh.
They love her personality, they love her pale skin,
uh-huh,
and Demelza, they're like, she's too young and not confident.
Yeah. Because she looks young and she comes across as just, like, not, she doesn't have, like, that strong fierceness that Alex does, or at least Alex is able to give off, you know.
So they both get cast.
Yeah, and I thought the rest of these were going to be like that. I really did.
I know. I was like, oh no, are they going to just book everyone because they want to look good on TV?
Yeah. But Wayne Cooper is like, fuck our boat ride, Demelza. Fuck our lunch.
Wayne Cooper, Demelza's like, I feel like I have a one-up going to Wayne Cooper because I won that challenge and I got to go on a yacht with him and meet him.
And then Wayne's like, what size are you? And she's like, an 8 or a 10, but I used to be a 10, but I think I'm an 8 now.
Yeah.
And he's like, and she doesn't know her about your measurements. Yeah, that's your one job.
Yeah, you don't know your measurements off the top of your head. Like, you shouldn't be able to, like, spout them off. And they also, and then, like, just to torture her even worse, they put her in, like, a tight, like, ooh, God, it was such an ugly dress. Like,
a tight black dress that looks mini horrible dress. On her.
And it just makes her look bottom heavy. Just, like, hips.
It's just like a boxy dress that bad. Doesn't show off her tiny waist.
No, she looked bad. And
so Alex gets cast and Demelza doesn't.
And we see her crying about it, because of course.
Mm-hmm. And then we go to Beckenbridge.
Beckenbridge.
Which is basically like 70s clothing.
Yeah.
And Alex's walk is so bad.
It's so, I had to write it down. I didn't even think, I was like, they didn't make comment about how bad it was all season long.
She looks like she's about to fall over. She's like stumbling her walk towards is them.
Awful. Wretchedly yeah. bad. Like put to the point where, like, if I saw a model with that level of a bad walk on the runway, I would feel uncomfortable.
So she doesn't get cast, mm-mm. obviously.
Yeah.
And Demelza does.
Right.
And then we go to Alex Perry. Right. And we get the bitchy assistant Trevor Stone once again. Love him.
Exactly. We love Trevor Stone. He's also booked something else, doesn't he? Like,
he's the casting assistant for another.
I think for Silence is Golden, I think. But he's just like, just wonderfully bitchy. And of course, Alex Perry's just like, would you like to be in my show? As if like, bitch, you have the hiring and firing power.
Yeah.
Alex Perry.
So he has to book both of them, obviously. If he booked both Alice and Stiff, then he's gonna book both of them.
I mean, true.
And he's like, Demelza, you better fucking practice your walk.
You better be living in your heels. Oh, excuse me.
And I was like, you should have told that to Alex, honestly.
So then they go to Silence is Golden. I don't even know anything about the brand. This is the next day, and Alex books
apparently
that.
It's like edgy.
Sure.
Young and edgy. So Alex gets it over to Melza.
Of course. And then they go to Flamingo Sands. That's where Trevor was. He was mm-hmm. at Flamingo Sands.
Yeah, Trevor's the casting assistant at Flamingo Sands.
And Demelza doesn't book that.
No, because it's beachwear. It's
beachwear. And like, but they're like, we love Alex's energy, though. And so it turns mm-hmm. out, yeah, in the end, it's 5-3. Alex gets 5 over Demelza's 3 bookings, which, yikes.
And Jonathan, we go back to the live finale, and Jonathan's like, I'm surprised, because I thought Demelza would have booked more than Alex.
We get it. You want to fuck Demelza, Jonathan. Yeah. Just say it. We get it. Just like Steph last season. Like, he's so bad at hiding his biases. Girls. He loves little girls, and he cannot handle, like, just, like, not showing his bias towards them. It's so embarrassing for him. It's embarrassing.
And then poor Charlotte is forced to sit in her corset and looks so uncomfortable. I know. You can see her readjusting.
You could tell that, like, just the boning of that corset was cutting into, like,
I feel like she had the outfit for the finale before she was tapped to take over as host. Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't prepared to be, like, not sitting.
Talking so much.
Talking, existing.
She should not have to talk while she's trying to breathe in that corset.
No. No.
So we go to the Wayne Cooper show.
Yep.
Alex's first show. And she looks great.
She looks great. She looks great in the clothes. All that stuff. I barely took notes on these shows. This is when I was fading.
She had a hiccup on her first walk during the show because she stopped too soon on the runway. She stopped like halfway down the runway to pose.
Oof.
And the producer of the show yelled at her and was like, what the fuck?
Like Sandra did on top on cycle 11.
Yeah. But then she gets it together for her other walks and she does well.
Yeah.
And then we go to Silence is Golden, and Demelza's, like, super bored, because she's like, I don't want to watch Alex's shit walk.
I mean,
and the
same.
The shoes are kind of insane.
Yeah. They were. I didn't like it. I was nervous.
Yeah. Her walking, Alex walking in those shoes.
I was worried for her. I was like,
she does well. It just made me nervous.
I thought she was going to crack her ankle. Just like.
Exactly. And Demelza's praying that happens.
Yeah. And then Alex Perry, and this is when Demelza and...
No, then we have Beckenbridge.
Oh, I see. This is when I was fading. Like, I was just like, get me through
and
this.
And Demelza's first walk is okay, and her second walk is stunning. She looks amazing in these clothes.
She looks amazing
these,
in
like,
clothes.
Flowy 70s dresses, belted at the waist.
Built for her. Built for her body type. All that
amazing.
Shit. Yeah.
And then we go to the Alex Perry show and Alice Bordeaux's opening.
And closing. Opening and closing. Yes. And this is when Demelza and Alex are just like, we met Alice and we're just like realizing this is what we're actually going to do in the future. No, you're not.
No, you're not. You wish.
No, keep
and
dreaming.
And Jody's in the audience and she's staring daggers at Alice.
Yeah, she's like, oh, fuck you.
She's like, fall.
I want to vomit. This is why she, literally, like we said, this is why she didn't show up to the finale. This is why. She had to see the emotional distraught and despair of seeing Alice sent her spiraling.
Yeah, she had PTSD from
last
year.
And she literally was like, you guys expect me, I had to give a crown to Alice and you expect me possibly to give a crown to Alex? I can't. I absolutely
And Alex's
cannot.
Walk is not good. I'm sorry.
I just love you said good. It so many times. I just love how every time you say it, you're like, it is not good. It is not
good. It is
good
not
walk.
Good. Like the fact that she made it. Sorry. I'm just in disbelief that Sam didn't make it to Fashion Week.
I mean, yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Demelza's in the super flowy gown.
Yeah.
And she trips twice.
Trips twice.
And you can tell Alex Perry wants to stab her in the throat. He's just like,
how dare you trip in my gown.
Okay, but also Alice Bordeaux's second dress, that pink fluffy...
Where do I get it?
That's a bridal gown.
Where do I get it?
Gorgeous.
Where do I get it? Like I literally was like, oh, I want to be buried in that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Okay,
it.
And then no
Alex
shade,
Perry. Perry is a
but
great
to
designer.
Go from the packed Alex Perry show, like, which is like the event of Fashion Week, to then a half-empty plaza for the Bowie show is so fucking funny.
So hilarious. Like, literally half-empty. Like, it was embarrassing for them. I was like, oh
it
my god.
It looked like they just set up at, like, a random plaza in, like, you could come, you could not. And pedestrians were just, like, walking in and out.
Like Christiana from Cycle 24 has set up, like, it's called, like, the Real Catwalk or something, where it's, like, her and a bunch of, like, plus-size models walk the Brooklyn Bridge as a runway. It's brilliant! And they do it in lingerie. They do it during Fashion Week every year.
Ooh,
it's incredible. But it's, like, that's
what Bowie was trying to do.
Like, Christiana's brilliance is what Bowie was trying to do. Yes. But, yeah.
So Alex accidentally shows her butt. And she's still struggling with her walk.
It's... Yikes.
And Demelza does well. They just are talking about how beautiful her face is.
Yeah, they just can't get over it. Like, how pretty she is. It's sad.
And Flamingo Sands is the last one, I think. And then... Oh, I was so nervous for Alex and those high, high, chunky heels, but she does well. And they call it her best show.
It's just, like, one of those, like, she just needed time to, like, get in the groove of it all. One Nation under the groove.
So, we go back to the live finale, and Charlotte's like, Alex Perry, how do you think the girls did?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, backstage, Alex had the best energy. She was calm.
Mm-hmm. She was relaxed.
Was just overly confident. And then when she tripped in my show, I wanted to stab her.
In my show, she tripped. She tripped in my show. She tripped in
He's
my show.
Just, I feel like that's why he is so gung-ho for Alex to win, because he just has a vendetta against Demelza
How
for
dare
winning
she
his show.
Disrespect my gown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kirsty Clements is like, I think they both looked beautiful. Demelza recovered well.
Mm-hmm.
There's higher caliber models tripping all the time on the runway. And
Alex just needs to fix her walk.
Yeah.
That's it.
So.
This is when I fell asleep. So,
yeah,
congratulations. Take the reins.
This is probably the best place to fall asleep. I think Charlotte introduces it as, like, the top model class of 2008. And we get just a fashion show of all the girls from this season.
Yeah. It's not.
Demelza opens the show. And you know what? Alex's walk is so much better, and it's just, it's very unique. She's not copying anything she's seen. It's so
she
much
She almost
own.
Marches in her new walk.
It looks good.
It looks good. It marches, like, in, like, that same way that Bree's walk was so unique in that horsey kind of way. It's like, Alex's is unique because it feels kind of, like, very military. It's very her.
Yeah, it's not as, like, flowy, like, shaking your hips.
Yeah.
It's very straightforward.
It's
stilted almost.
It's almost like in her shoulders less than in her legs.
And they all have weird monogrammed bracelets and handbags.
As soon as I saw it, I closed my eyes, and that's when I fell asleep.
I wish I could.
I said I closed my eyes in disgust, and my brain said, "Go to bed. Just repress this. Go to bed." Just
the only people whose walks I commented on were Karis and Sam.
Yes,
because I was just like,
"How are you guys not?" Karis
walked
final.
Out with that. What does Tyra call it? Wind in the hair.
Wind in the hair.
Or wind in the hair.
Yeah.
Her hair was flowing. She just brought a whole new energy out. And then Sam is just hot.
Just hot. Just, like, the best.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, Demelza opens the show. Alex closes it. Who cares?
Who cares?
And they pose on blocks at the end. It was, like, a weird choreographed curtain call.
And you and I love a choreographed curtain call.
Absolutely.
That is, honestly, that is our love language. Like, curtain calls. It's curtain calls. Beautifully choreographed curtain calls. Hands up to the sky, hands down to the orchestra.
Yeah. Give the credit to the state, to the tech in the booth, and down to the orchestra.
And then.
And one last bow all together. And let's sing a reprise.
Let's go, yes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but...
Now God knows! So
Charlotte interviews just some of the favorites.
Yeah.
I love that she just didn't acknowledge most of them, which is
nothing,
exactly
nothing
what
for
wanted.
Camilla. We didn't have to do any of the bullshit with, like, any of the people that we were hooing over. It's just, like, Layton,
yeah, like,
Belinda.
We don't talk to Camilla, we don't talk to fucking Christy, we don't talk to,
Yeah.
Others.
Brenda.
She calls Belinda up. And she's like, how's it going? And Belinda's like, I can't find an agent.
She wants she got contact lenses. We love her.
She got contact lenses and she can't find an agent.
And Kirstie Clements was like, I can help you.
Yeah, you can tell Charlotte's like, let's talk after this.
Yeah. And then
Layden points to her friends in the audience who made her audition in the first place.
Yep.
She praises Alamela for just being the classiest contestant and keeping her poise.
I hate that.
When she was bullied.
When she's bullied. And it's just like, no. Like, no. Like, what happened here was unacceptable. That's what you should say.
She's basically... All the compliments she's giving to Alamela are basically saying that Demelza's not that.
It's not that
so
bad.
So when she calls Alamela... like, classy, she's calling Demelza a slag.
Slag.
In my mind.
Charlotte literally says, my favorite, Karis.
Yeah. She's like, I know we're not supposed to have favorites, but Karis, get up here.
Which I love. I love that. I love that.
And then
Sammy, our queen.
She's like, you won Australia's favorite top model, so here's $5,000.
Yes, a better prize. TBH.
Yeah, a much better prize.
A great
and Samantha's
prize.
Just like, great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She's like, I know.
Exactly.
And then she calls Beck and Elise up because they are one entity.
Mm-hmm.
One. And then doesn't talk to them, just introduces a montage.
And the montage was such a nothing burger. This is when I fell asleep again.
Oh, yeah, I didn't take notes. It was just a montage of Demelza and Alex being assholes.
Yeah.
And everybody crying.
And great, cool, amazing. Amazing.
And then we do a little recap where we look at each of the girls' portfolios, which I also didn't really take notes on.
Right. Right.
It was, we look at Demelza's, all of her photo shoots.
Ugh.
And
so
Jonathan,
boring.
Quote, says, the most exciting thing about her is that she's 16.
Ugh!
That is disgusting.
Like, it.
I don't care what.
Absolutely.
What the meaning behind that is, he should not say
it
that.
It put such a nasty taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot. I hate it. I hate it. Thank you.
And Alex Perry goes, you know what? She just doesn't have a lot of variety in her photos. Her face is the same in everything. The only constant is that she's beautiful. And Jonathan's like, I disagree. I disagree. And they kind of fight.
Yeah, which it's I love. Weird.
They have a fight,
these
and it's
weird,
only part
like,
one,
staged...
because they have another fight after we look at Alex's portfolio.
Yeah.
They're like, the NYC shot was her best, and Alex Perry's like, Alex, you have made the most progress. You actually work on set, and you don't sit there like a moose.
Right.
You're intelligent, and you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan's like, I think your glasses are on a little tight, mate.
A little tight, mate.
And Alex is like, oh, I'm sorry, did you not say that she had the best shot of the series?
I love this. Like,
I did say that, and Alex just keeps repeating
it. Best
shot of the series.
Best shot of the series. And Jonathan, can tell, is getting legitimately angry.
So mad.
And
it's gorgeous to watch.
It's gorgeous to watch. It is amazing to watch.
I think your glasses are on a little tight, mate. Oh, are they? Well, I think you need some.
Ugh.
Best shot of the series. And then Priscilla also disagrees with Jonathan and is like, I think Alex has progressed. And
yeah,
she's doing great.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love at the point where, like, before, when they were still going, it was, like, that weird moment where they were, like, going through the girls' portfolios, and I think Jody compares a photo of Demelza to Elle Macpherson in the 80s, mm-hmm. and Jonathan goes, I thought she looked like Bigfoot. And yeah, I was like...
He's like, she's slouched over, and she has a weird gait. And
that was the most I've liked Jonathan all season. Since he saw it, because I was like, yeah, she looked like fucking Bigfoot. How dare she compare her to Elle Macpherson?
Exactly.
Like,
that's sacrilege.
No.
The shot of the series.
I this is super dark, and I'm kind of trying to look into it. I don't know why I think this is true, but I'm pretty sure, like, the people who did a wellness check on Charlotte Dawson, the bad wellness check, I'm pretty sure it was Elise.
The contestant?
Yeah. Elise is somehow... Somebody from this season. I can't remember who it was. No, I'm sorry. I was wrong. That's not true. I think it's Simone Holznagel who comes not next season, but in a few seasons. It was deeply involved with Charlotte Dawson in this whole thing. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's an interview in the Guardian or the Daily Paragraph, I believe, with Alex Perry.
She found her.
She didn't find her, but I think the first time she attempted, Simone found her. Yeah, something like that. That's just not to break it down to a dark period, but I was just like, feel like there was some alumni was involved with this, but it wasn't anyone from this season. I was about to give Elisa more credit than she deserved. But yeah.
Wow, you're going to make me like Elise so much. Or, like, have respect for her. But right. That's all gone now, no. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got your hopes up and then immediately dashed them.
And then we get, to bring the mood down further, we get a Jody mail.
And
for
I
no
didn't
reason.
Write it down. I tried to.
Just her being like,
this is
I'm
my
really
final
Jody
mail to you. I'm so proud of you, Demelza. Your face and your body are amazing. And Alex, you're always strong and edgy. This is your moment. Good luck.
Yeah. It's super anticlimactic.
And again, like she's reading it like she's being held at gunpoint.
Yeah. She still is.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely holding her hostage in the top model room. Where they filmed
confessionals.
This. Yeah.
So we go to the votes and we start with the guest judges. Mm-hmm. Priscilla picks Demelza.
Yeah. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes. Kirsty votes for Alex because mm-hmm. she's got taste.
She's like, I'm worried about Demelza's behavior and attitude.
Yeah.
And
I loved that.
Tries. So for that, I pick out.
I'm out. And with that, I'm out. Napoleon votes for Demelza. I don't know why.
He goes, I don't think that we should... I'm of the belief that we should give 16-year-olds a second chance. So for that reason, I pick Demelza.
Basically, he's like, I just think that Australians really, like... You're just a country of forgiving people. And we're such a beautiful country. And I think Demelza deserves a second chance.
Alex Perry, to no one's surprise...
He's like, Alex!
Yeah. And then Jonathan's like, Demelza!
Yeah. He's like, I have such a big boner right now.
Yeah.
Demelza. Like,
and then Charlotte,
he, like, came at the concept of voting for Demelza.
Charlotte obviously picks Alex.
Taste.
And I love that Jody doesn't even get a vote.
They don't even give her a vote. I loved...
I
also,
thought that she would at least have a video message being like...
Yeah. I thought they would find a way to, like, you know... Because... But also, by this point, at last season... excuse me. That was when... Jody firmly was starting to believe it was like traumatized, was just like, wait, I'm not going to get what I want. I'm not going to get what I want.
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, but she could have tipped the scale because they're tied up 3-3.
Yeah.
But because Jody doesn't get a vote, the audience basically decides who the winner is.
I mean, if Jody would have picked Demelza. We already know that.
Right, exactly.
So Demelza was winning either way.
So, okay, we, to announce who the winner is.
Oh my God.
The most uncomfortable video in the world of Alice Bordeaux standing in Paris clearly with horrible on, like, windy audio. Yeah,
clearly on her balcony during probably Paris Fashion Week. And they were like, we need to take a video of you, like, looking like you're in Paris.
It must have, like, been in her contract from the show, and she forgot about it because she doesn't want to be doing it.
Right.
She doesn't give any dramatic reading
or her agent even a pause. Doesn't want to be affiliated with it.
She doesn't give a single pause before announcing the winner. It's just like, I just want to, like, congratulate all the girls, and the winner is Demelza.
The winner is Demelza.
Yeah. No emphasis, nothing. Not even to go, and the winner is?
The winner is?
Demelza. It's just like, I just want to say hi to you girls from Fashion Week in Paris, and the winner of the Australian Next Top Model is Demelza.
Demelza.
Not even like any kind of...
It's not even like they even, like, cut it to make it sound like she was...
No.
Like...
Or a drum roll, nothing. That's just it, and the winner is Demelza.
Yes.
Done.
And so all the girls come on stage. All the girls. And
they hug, and they cry.
Do you see who the last person on stage was?
Who, Alamela? Of course.
And she's not even attempting to hide the fact that she is sobbing.
Oh.
Like, it is so... You should go back and rewatch it. Like, it is so obvious and clear. Like, she's on the... All the girls are like...
I should rewatch it. I didn't fall asleep twice during...
I paid attention to this part! But literally, like, she's, like, all the girls are, like, huddled together, and she's kind of, like, on the outskirts, just, like, with, like cradling herself. Like, you can tell that she's just crying.
She's, like, self-soothing.
Self-soothing. Absolutely. Trying not to, like, make a show of it. But if you look, if you knew to look at her, you would absolutely see it. On the outskirts, just, like, in her feelings. So.
What a dark way to end a dark season.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
Well, you know what we have to put up is the poll for what we're gonna cover next season.
We were supposed to do that 2 weeks ago.
Put it up, babe.
I'll put it up today. Yeah, I'll put it up today, guys. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can go vote for what we're recapping next.
On the edge of my seat, I'm sure.
But what if I put Jordan and Charlotte in there and they vote for that, Hillary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Do you want me to do Where Are They Now? Take a little brief reprieve before we hop into cycle 5.
Yeah. Should I do Where Are They Now?
Shit. I accidentally just saw who the winner of cycle 5 is. Yeah, do Where Are They Now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yes. Sam. We already did Sam. Alex, because she looks so much like Sam from cycle 1, my brain just immediately says Sam.
I understand.
You would think somebody like Alex, who is the most knowledgeable, most professional, most everything, would dominate the fashion world, right? No! She signed with Priscilla's, but she only did 20 tests.
Yikes.
All of them tragic.
Aww.
And now she goes by Alexandra Adiaka, and she's the co-founder and CEO of Youth Food Movement Australia, a volunteer organization aiming to educate people about food health.
Okay.
Yes. And then Demelza. If Alex flopped, Demelza flip-flopped. Like, flibbity-flobbity-flew. I can't even begin to describe how big of a flop she was. We have to point out that she didn't even collect all of her prizes. Kirsty Clements, who did not vote for Demelza, basically said, no, we are not putting her on the cover of Vogue. We're only shooting the spread. We're not giving her the fucking cover. And not only that, Vogue Australia will no longer be the magazine sponsor after this season. It goes to Harper's Bazaar Australia.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, this is the last time we will see Kirsty Clements.
Demelza's legacy.
Demelza's legacy is getting Vogue Australia to pull out of Australia's Next Top Model.
Wow.
Not only than that, she didn't do much. She was in a campaign for Ferrero Rocher chocolate. She was the face of a Sydney mall called the Strand Arcade. She was in Fusion Flowers Magazine Europe and in Cosmopolitan with Jordan from last cycle. She modeled for Peter Alexander, Zomu Jewelry, Lust and Luster, Love and Luster Lingerie, and Percy Handmade Bridal. And then she put modeling on hold until 2018, where she made a big announcement about her return on the morning show. I guess that's a morning show. And since then, she signed with Giant Management and Scoop Models. She worked with a makeup brand called Basics by B, and she modeled designs for Mademoiselle X and Marks and Spencer. Overall, she has about 330 photos in her gallery. Decent amount, but nothing compared to Gemma or Alice or pretty much any of the winners after her, thus right. calling her a flop. In addition to modeling, she now works as a communications manager for a talent agency called M Division. And that's it. And right. Nick wants me to reassure you that don't worry about the future cycles, that this was the absolute worst, no question, and that, in fact, the Sarah Murdoch era is considered the best of the show, including Cycle 5.
I'm excited.
Cycle 5 is Nick's personal favorite, which I think
I actually am, like, not mad that we ended up getting into Australia's Next Top Model.
I told you were going to love it. Like, at some point, you were going to, like... You were like, I'm a skeptical, but I was like, it's good.
I was very skeptical.
Because now we're getting into the photography levels. The budget money comes in, honey. The budget. The budget.
Host next season immediately becomes Sarah Murdoch?
Yes.
Okay, and then that's it? We don't get any more hosts?
No, we do.
Oh, my God.
So next season, where's my Wikipedia? Where did it go? Hold on, let me just open it. So next season through cycle 8 is Sarah Murdoch, and then she leaves because Sarah Murdoch also has an infamous live finale fiasco, but it's
right,
a different
where
she
one. Announces the wrong winner.
Yes. So she's there for cycles 5, 6, and 7, and then she leaves, and then there was a 2-year hiatus between season 7 and season 8.
Okay.
And then Jennifer Hawkins, who you may remember as being, like, she made an appearance in the first season, and she was also Miss Universe Australia. She becomes the host for the final three.
Okay.
The final three seasons. Yeah. 8, 9, and 10. Yes. And that's when Megan Gale becomes the J-Manuel. Like, that level of, like, uh-huh. Like,
so Jonathan leaves.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan leaves after... 6, I believe.
Oh, great.
Or maybe next season. I think maybe next season might be his last one. Because I can't remember when. Because then they get another weird dude. And then Didier Cohen comes in. But it's all a whole thing. It gets weird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think Jess Smith comes back. I think Jess Smith comes
good.
Back.
I miss him.
Yeah. He doesn't leave full time. He definitely comes back. But yeah. So there's that, my dear. So get ready. Get ready.
All right. I'll do our social media.
Yes.
You can find all of our links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can send us an email, nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. Come over to our Patreon, patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend, where you can vote to what the fuck we're going to cover next. It's not necessarily going to be Aussie unless you vote for it. Okay.
The power's in your hands. So I will put up the vote today, and then I will close it by next Monday or next Sunday so that we know what we're recapping.
Amazing. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Loch Ness Manda, and you can find me at Hilarious123. And TBD what we're doing next week. You guys are going to decide. I have no idea.
I know. I'm just glad Cycle 4 is over. That's the main thing
right now.
I'm just so happy that Cycle 4 is done. I cannot reiterate how happy I am that it's over.
Like, you know what? In quarantine and in this day and age, you have to take the little wins. And today my little win is that
finishing.
Cycle 4 is over.
Hillary, I'm so happy to hear you expressing your gratitudes and just, like,
I love
leaning into these things. You know?
Thank you.
You know? I'm going to make sure that I write down
I love
Patreon
you, dear
poll
listeners,
in my thing.
And I really have to pee, so goodbye.
Okay. Well, I love you.